Radio Prague News.
Czech politicians have strongly condemned a terrorist attack in France on Wednesday. The head of the European Commission will not attend a ceremony in the Czech Republic later this month marking the liberation of Auschwitz. And the Czech Republic's oldest citizen has died at the age of 109. Czech politicians have strongly condemned a terrorist attack in Paris on Wednesday, which left at least 12 people dead. Gunmen opened fire at the office of French satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo after the magazine had tweeted a cartoon satirizing the leader of the extremist group Islamic State. According to the BBC and other sites, the gunmen shouted slogans in the name of the Prophet Muhammad in the attack. In the Czech Republic, President Miloš Zeman sent his condolences to French counterpart François Hollande and condemned the, quote, blood-soaked crime. He called it an attack against the freedom of speech and values upon which European society is based. Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka also condemned the attack and said it was a reminder of the need to continue international cooperation in the fight against terrorism. In related news, the country's counterintelligence service, BIS, has said the Czech Republic is not in immediate danger from a terrorist attack like the one which took place in Paris. The spokesman for BIS, Jan Schubert, said there had been no such indications from domestic or foreign partners. At the same time, he said no threat could ever be fully ruled out, as the Czech Republic is part of a coalition helping fight radical militants abroad. The country, he says, he stressed, was also a member of NATO and an ally of the United States. The head of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, will not be attending a planned ceremony in Prague and Terezin marking the 70th anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz death camp in neighboring Poland, as previously reported. The news was revealed by Czech Deputy Foreign Minister Rudolf Jindrak on Wednesday. Even so, official word has not been received yet. The event will instead be attended by Deputy EC Head Frans Timmermans as well as the Czech European Commissioner Věra Jourová. Earlier, the presidents of the U.S. and Russia also received invitations, as did other heads of state. President Barack Obama has already responded, saying he regretted not being able to attend. The city of Prague has been handed an 11 million crown fine by the country's anti-monopoly bureau in the case of a recently opened bridge in Troja, built as part of the city's extensive Blanka tunnel complex. The city was penalized for not sticking to an original design plan, which came with a less than half a billion crown price tag, and not the 1.3 billion the bridge eventually cost. The original design was meant to be revised under the administration of former mayor Pavel Bam, but was not. The decision is not binding, and City Hall has already said it will appeal. The Anti-Monopoly Office is also investigating other aspects of the Blanka Tunnel project. The arms and military equipment manufacturer Česká zbrojovka has won a tender to provide the Czech Army with 2,300 bulletproof vests, according to Czech daily Lidové noviny. After final testing is completed, the firm will deliver the items in two waves by November of this year at the latest. The Defense Ministry will pay 68 million crowns for the equipment. In all, six firms took part in the tender. Two were excluded and have filed complaints with the country's anti-monopoly office. The country's oldest citizen, Vlastimila Češková of Jarcová near Vsetín, has passed away at the age of 109. The website Deník.cz reported Wednesday that based on confirmation from her family. Mrs. Češková was born on March 2, 1905 in Mikulovka. She was born into a family of teachers, a profession she also later took up. She was a grandmother to five and a great-grandmother to 12 great-grandchildren. Turning to sport, New Jersey's Patrick Elias clinched his 1,000th point on Tuesday evening, scoring against Buffalo. He became only the second Czech hockey player to ever reach the milestone, following Jaromír Jágr, who is on 1,780 points. In terms of how his points break down, Eliáš has amassed 399 goals so far and 601 assists. I'm Jan Vellinger. You'll find more news at radio.cz.